and gentlemen, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I am your lovely, stunning, and magnificent radio host, Charvette, and I'm so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We appreciate you. Listen, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com. To stay up to date on all of the great shows and interviews that we have lined up for you, please join our e-blast list, and you can do that by visiting my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. And if you have questions for me, shoot me an email at info, and that's INFO, at Mitchell-Productions.com. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to the show live, you can join us in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. We are taking questions from the chat room. Remember, you must be a registered user. Now, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And ladies and gentlemen, today I have a motivational guest. I have an author, and his name is Miles Fowler. Miles, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing good. We are so glad to have you on the show today. Great. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you a little bit about Miles. At the age of 8, Miles wrote and illustrated Look at My Sombrero, a story about a cactus who teaches a valuable lesson about self-confidence. So, ladies and gentlemen, gather your kids and join us and listen to this wonderful interview as Miles, who is now 9 years old, shares his own lessons about self-confidence, creativity, and community service with kids, parents, and teachers alike. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the interview. So, Miles, tell us about Look at My Sombrero. What is the book about?
Well, it's about, you know, an average cactus who learns to stick up for himself, you know, if other people don't like certain things about him.
Mm-hmm.
Learns to, like himself more and, stick up more and...
Great. That sounds like a great lesson. What do you hope that your readers learn from the book?
I hope they learn to stick up for themselves more because, like, I've seen people who won't even stick up for themselves a tiny bit,
mm-hmm.
and other people have to run in and help.
Great. So you want to really help them with their confidence and help them to stick up and stand up for themselves. All right. So what ages or grades is the book for?
I would recommend it for first grade and ages 4 to 6.
Okay, great. So you got to tell us, how did you come up with the character Jimmy Sombrero?
Well, my school was having a Mexican theme for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Mexico just made me think of cactuses. And I just decided to make a character that was a cactus and make a story around him.
Great. Well, you did a phenomenal job. So you got to tell us, are you like Jimmy in any way?
Well, I do stick up for myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah, and I like what I wear.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Do you think you'll write more books about Jimmy Sombrero or maybe other characters?
I know I'm going to write another book about Jimmy Sombrero.
Okay.
And I might come out with a book about other characters, but maybe after I do a few more books of Jimmy Sombrero, then I'll... with other characters.
Okay, well, I am just so proud of you at a young age that you took the time to come up with this book. So have you always thought that you wanted to be an author, or do you want to be an author when you grow up?
Well, at first, yeah, I wanted to be an author for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel my true calling is video game designing.
Oh.
But you know, for now, I'll be an author, and if something doesn't work out with video game designing,
uh-huh.
then I'll definitely be an author still.
All right. You have a plan A and a plan B. Very good. Some adults don't even have that. So what are you reading these days yourself?
Well, I like to read Star Wars books.
Wait, are you a big fan of the movie, or mainly you like reading the books?
I'm a bigger fan of the movies.
Okay. Great. And so tell us, how old were you when you started writing?
I think maybe 7.
Wow. Okay. And what advice would you give to kids who want to write books?
Well, if they have a dream about something
mm-hmm.
and they think would make a good book, they should go ahead and do it and not let anything stop them.
Great. And what advice would you give to parents or teachers who want to encourage kids to be creative and write books?
Well, I say to you know, show them what you can do with creativity and how it works.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And also that you can teach them, like, you know, with creativity you can pretty much do anything.
Right.
Especially with books.
Great. And ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Miles Fowler. He is a 9-year-old published author. We are so excited to have him. He actually wrote and illustrated his book at 8 years old, and he's currently 9, and we're talking to him about his book. So what are you going to do with all the money that you earned from your book sales, Miles?
Part of it is going to my church, The Rock.
Oh, okay.
Or you can call it the Richmond Outreach Center. Either's good.
Okay.
And part is also going to my school, West End Montessori.
Wow. So that was great that you want to give money to your church and to your school. Was that your idea?
It was probably my mom's idea.
Okay.
And it is a very good idea, though. And also,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm glad I decided to in the first. I'm glad I decided to go through with giving part of it to my church, my school.
Absolutely. And anytime you give to a good cause, it always comes back to you. And we're just so proud of you being so young and being a published author and then having this plan in place that you're going to help support your church and your community and your school. So do you have any last words of advice Jimmy Sombrero would like to give to the kids?
Well, Jimmy Sombrero's word of advice is whenever someone, you know, is picking on you about what you wear,
mm-hmm.
You know, stick up for yourself and don't be afraid.
Great. All right. So how can our listeners order a copy of Look at My Sombrero?
Go to mysombrero.com
mm-hmm.
and you'll look to the middle right, and you'll see a picture of Jimmy Sombrero,
mm-hmm.
and there should be a buy now button near him.
Oh, right. And you have your very own website. How exciting is that? And you created the picture of Jimmy was drawn by you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, right. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we are so excited to be interviewing Miles Fowler. He is a published author, currently 9 years old, but published and illustrated his book at 8 years old. And we are so excited to have him on the show. And one day when he's on Oprah and all of those big shows, he'll remember that he came to the Charvette Mitchell radio show, and we had the opportunity to interview him then. His mom is also joining us on the show. Marcel, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you, Charvette.
We are just excited to have you and your son, and I want to applaud you as a parent for really having foresight and pushing him to do this. This is going to look awesome on all of his school records and all of that. I mean, how many people can say at the age of 10 that they're a published author?
Right, exactly. And it's funny that you say pushing him, because, in fact, I didn't push him at all. This was something that he wanted to do. And I think, actually, once he wrote the book, it just became a matter of my saying, hey, do you want to get it published into a formal book? Because at the point when I first saw it, he had written it and illustrated it, but it was just stapled together as pieces of paper. So I suggested that we actually get it published into a full book. And he was all for the idea, so I just love the fact that he's willing to do it and wants to market it and sell it and really has been involved in the whole process, including the design and looking at the web page and talking about the marketing. So
great. Great. Well, we certainly want to give him credit where credit is due. Tell us one more time, how can listeners contact you and how can they purchase the book?
Sure. Miles's website is called mysombrero.com, and all the information is there, including some photos from the book as well as a little bit of more background information on Miles.
Great. Miles, again, we were so glad to have you on the show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Great. You did a fabulous job. I'm telling you, you are ready for Hollywood.
Thank you.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, this wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So remember, you can tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. If you miss any portion of the interview, no problem. All of our interviews are saved online, so you can go back, check out the link, and listen to the full interview. Hey, tell a friend about the show. And if you are in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, stop by my booth at the Praise 104.7 Transformation Expo, taking place this Saturday at the Richmond Convention Center. Again, we are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We appreciate you. Until next time, peace and love.